Sometimes a guy has to repeat what you say for it to be heard. And working with a lot of really young women now, and I've had people come to me and say, I really feel like in interacting with this person, they're not listening to me. Or in every meeting, my male counterparts have to repeat what I say. I can't just let it go. It's not just a deal with it, because I'm supporting these women and their career growth and their development and them feeling like they're an equal part of this organization. So it's really pushed me to go from like, oh, just suck it up, that's how it is, to I have to address this and take action. And that includes our organization, but our clients as well, which can get really tricky if we have a resource that says, this guy's saying things that's making me uncomfortable. He's not listening to me. We have to go talk to a client resource because I can't have that. So it's really tough.
And then when you do, are you the bitch?
I think I was actually called that by those exact words in a call that Kim was on. So yeah, it's happened.